It's a Terling Tourism Tuesday, presented by AO Tourism on News Talk WANI.
News Talk WANI, Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Do it each and every Tuesday. Anthony Terling joins us as we talk tourism. However, we also talk youth sports all the time. And why not talk about alternative baseball and the team, the Pilots? Diella, am I saying that right, Diella?
Yes, you are.
I love it. Listen, I wrote it down. I didn't know if I wrote it down correctly. I just wrote it down phonetically. So that's the best way to do it.
Yes.
I do that all the time at school.
See? Exactly. See, all on the same page. As Evan Crawford joins us as well as a part of this, as well as our esteemed guest, Anthony Turley.
Hey, I'm not the star. These two are. Yes. We love coming and promoting, obviously, tourism. But what makes tourism great is the quality of the local people, the organizations, the impact, and alternative baseball organization, ABO, does that. I know I'd heard about this probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and I'll let Evan kind of explain, you know, the background, the story, the exposure they've received, and obviously the Auburn Pilots and how this, and an event that is coming up. So, Evan, take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I was approached by a gentleman named Taylor Duncan about 5 or 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he messaged me and said, hey, we're having a game with alternative baseball organization, and we're having some ex-MLB players come, and we'd like you to be a celebrity player in this. And I kind of laugh at the celebrity aspect of that, but
Evan's humble,
but thought that was
you wore a major league right?
One coffee stain, that's about it. But I got the opportunity to go there, and that was in North Georgia where he started the alternative baseball organization, and I had an absolute blast up there. And so when I was leaving there, he said, hey, we're trying to expand this program, and mm-hmm. we'd like to be in different states, different cities, and all that. And he said, you know, would you be able to bring that to Auburn? I said, man, absolutely. I had a blast today. So from there we got here to Auburn, and obviously like Anthony said, we've got so much support in the community. I had Elizabeth Kaufman. She kind of helped me recruit some players. And then just through word of mouth, we were able to, mm-hmm. to recruit a team. We had, you know, probably in 2018, 2019, we had eight or nine players. Diella was one of our first players. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously COVID hit. And so we kind of shut down for about 2 years.
Yeah, my dad got me all this baseball stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's decked out. You can see that Pilots sweatshirt over there.
I love it.
And the matching shoes.
I would have bought my jersey, but it was too dirty.
Yeah, to paint a picture to the listeners, she is in full Auburn Pilot swag, yes, hoodie, and the best thing is the matching Nikes that are yellow.
She has my name on the back.
And the name, like a jersey, so love it.
She does. And she has, she like she said, with her jersey being dirty, she's known around the team as the dirty player. She gets dirty on every single play. It doesn't matter if it's a ground ball, if it's a fly ball, she's going to get dirty.
So I mean, she's hustling and working
hard. That's exactly
hard.
Yeah. It. That means the hustle's there.
That's exactly right. I don't know if I'd want to do her laundry, but she gets after it, that's for sure.
Evan, tell them about, you know, the mission of ABO and who it serves, and, you know, why this is so important for our community to wrap their arms around it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Taylor is autistic, and he started this program because, you know, he wanted a chance to play a sport and be involved and have a team, you know, just like everybody else. And mm-hmm. it's a true opportunity for, we play full MLB rules. Yeah, it's very, very serious. And
oh, so it's a real game.
It's a real game.
I love it.
We've got a little bit of a different ball. Mm-hmm. Little soft. We've got two different variations of the ball that we've kind of been testing out. One's a larger ball. Diella, which one do you like better? We got a larger soft ball, and we got a smaller, real bouncy ball. Which one do you like better?
The small ball is easy. But the one that bounces is really hard because it can bounce and hit you.
Oh. You never know where it's going to go.
She's been the victim of that a couple times.
I've been victim of, like, pretty much every practice 24/7.
So we've got a little variations of the balls. But as far as rules, you know, bases, mounds, all mm-hmm. that stuff, you know, we go by the rules. And so it's an opportunity, like I said, for teammates to come together and you know, they socialize. It's been mm-hmm. it's been awesome for socialization and just becoming a member of a team and having that experience that, you know, they may not have gotten through high school and those opportunities. So Taylor wanted to start that and really dive in, and he did, and he's done an amazing job growing it. He's done TED Talks on it. He's done a lot of neat things. And
Major morning show did he go on? Was it the Today Show?
Yeah, I think so. He was on the Today Show.
Oh, this has been covered on ESPN.
We'll step down. This morning.
Oh, exactly.
No, this is it.
Talking about celebrity, but Taylor.
Oh, he's the man. He attributes a lot of it to his success in being able to communicate on a large scale like that. Just being around other team members, being in a group like that. He says, it's gone a long way for him to be able to go and speak at these events.
Just in my time being around sports and loving philanthropy, it's amazing to see cities and municipalities do as much as they can to offer services. You mentioned Elizabeth Kaufman with Auburn Parks and Rec. I know you work with them.
I'm a part of a program too.
Awesome.
I do bingo, arts, and all that, and then family and game night. So I know her from that.
She's awesome, and they provide a great program. Are you involved in the Special Olympics?
Last year, I didn't get to sign up in time, but I still went to cheer on my team.
Nice.
But this year, I'm going to try to do the 100-meter run, and then the javelin and the softball toss.
That is awesome.
Oh, you're going to crush it.
And so when you have, local entities like a city or an organization doing something, but more, I think the most important part is you're hearing these are people. These are family-run organizations or, people-led, nonprofits, and that's what ABO is. And I think it's just amazing to see the power of sport because you think America League, you think of alternative baseball organization, you think of the intertwining with, I know Rob Taylor from Auburn Adapted Athletics is going to be involved in this game. So you really see the connection between the community, the people, the individuals, and sport. I'm still Evan's Thunder. If you're a business, if you're an individual that wants to get involved, support, donate, spread the word, because there's really a lot of great opportunities as Evan has gone through with the exposure and the positive impact that this makes on people, not just Diella and those that participate, but Evan and the people that get to support, coach, and those kind of things. So I can't say enough about it. Tell them a little bit about the event so we make sure we get that out there.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got our first home game. So we've played a lot of games away, and as Diella fist pumps over there.
She's excited.
I told everyone, so mostly people are probably going to come from school. I put it on my social media. Hopefully we can get a big crowd.
That's right.
Awesome.
We want a big showing. It's going to be October 19th on Saturday at noon. It's going to be a community integration game. So we'll have some local celebrities. We've got, guys like Anthony LaRue from the Braves. We've got Coach Butch Thompson's going to come out with some of his his players. We got Rob Taylor with the Auburn wheelchair basketball team. He's going to come out with some of his players.
And we're trying to get my boss, Guy May. So if you're hearing this, Guy, please come and play with us.
Come on, Guy. We need Guy from those to come out and play with us. And we've got some ex-Auburn baseball players and just some, local community members. And I talked to Ron Anders yesterday. He's going to come out and say some words. He wants to be a part of it. And so like Anthony mentioned earlier, we've got such a great community, and so many people have reached out about being a part of the game on Saturday and just the program in general. So it's just been really neat to see how many people want to be involved.
And I've already recruited a player. Her name is Angel. She works with me at Biddy and Bowes.
Nice.
She's awesome.
And that's the thing. If you know anybody, this is all listed on aotourism.com, our events calendar page. You'll see the information about it. Like Evan said, it's October 19th at noon at Duck Sanford Park. Thank you to Auburn
Field
Parks and
one.
Rec. Field 1.
There you go.
Don't be late. But if you're interested, whether you want to support it financially, just want to spread the word about it, or participate in it, I know you can reach out. Go to aotourism.com, the events calendar page. You'll see that listing on October 19th.
And I'll post it on my social media every day from the day.
And if you want to meet Diella, go to Biddy and Bowes.
That's right.
Yes, no doubt.
I work on Sundays from 12 to 3.
There you go.
You couldn't have picked a better spokesperson, by the way.
I don't know why I'm here.
the team right here.
I know.
The face of the program has emerged, absolutely, whether you know it or not.
I love it.
I will say this, Evan, you mentioned just a little bit ago about socialization. I mean, how big is that for, you know, all the players that are involved in this? I mean, you know, as well as just with your history, and Anthony, you and I have talked about it, just from sport in general, that allows kids to do stuff that they're not necessarily able to do in regular life, which they're kind of forced to mingle, they're forced to be involved with everyone, and then before it's all said and done, when it shakes out, they walk away with lifelong friends.
Absolutely, and that's, yes, that's been honestly the funnest part about this whole thing, being able to coach these awesome players, is that, you know, I'll get some text every once in a while from a parent that says, man, this has been a difference maker. It's you know, coming in the first couple practices, you know, not really wanting to high five or anything like that, and now coming in, showing up to practice early and jumping around with everybody and giving hugs and all that. So it's been
like, I want to say Patrick.
Oh yeah.
So when he first started, he couldn't throw the ball or anything. Like, he was, I had to teach him how to slide at some practices. He doesn't like getting dirty, which I get. When I first started,
not like you.
Not like me, no. But no, when
you're
I first
rubbing off on him.
That's
when
right.
I first started, I didn't want to get dirty. I was scared of the ball. But now I don't mind if I get hit anywhere. I'll still do it. But I've been teaching practice to throw, and then now he's getting better. He can hit now. Angel is getting there. See, the stars was like a couple weeks ago, maybe.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody's improved so much, and yeah, I'm very proud of Patrick. Very proud of the whole, you know, the whole team. They've all just done. They've done an amazing job. They've all stuck with it, and they've all been very dedicated to it, and get excited, and like you said, they just they've really come together as a team and cheer each other on, which is just it's fun to watch.
Sounds like there's never really a bad day of practice.
There is not.
If it wasn't for Samuel, I probably wouldn't know not to dive for the ball every time.
Oh. Samuel, we need to plug his book, probably. Samuel's got a book out.
Samuel
called
has
the
a book.
Umpire Diaries.
Yeah, Umpire Diaries. You can find it on Amazon.
Wow.
And then if you come to the game in Auburn, or whenever games there is, you can find him and you can make him sign it.
Yeah, you autograph that thing.
So, yeah, what have you done on your random Tuesday today?
And I wrote a book. I can tell you that. That's amazing.
It's a really good book.
Oh, my goodness.
I highly recommend it.
What's the name of it again?
Umpire Diaries.
Umpire Diaries.
Yeah,
I've had some good, fun, bad stories about umpires. We all love to, you know, make fun of them.
Oh, boy.
But, no, it's just the power of sport, right? We know sport's about competition, but it brings great things out. And this is just pure joy, right? I mean, this is just so positive and pure. And it just, you know, always amazes me. And anybody that's around sport, whether you've competed in it or you've been part of it, knows that there's so many good things that come out of it. And I think sometimes we lose the understanding of that. But like we've all talked about here, and just hearing D'Ella speak, I mean, your experience and the growth of your other teammates and things, it's just amazing. So you have a website?
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, so it's
is it alternativebaseball.org?
That's correct. Alternativebaseball.org.
Yep.
Yeah.
Only
yeah,
official.
Don't ask me.
Official.
Don't ask
face
me.
The, face of the program here. Yeah.
Alternativebaseball.org.
That's correct.
All he does is coach.
I'm telling you. I mean, just PR over here, D'Ella.
She's selling PR.
Yes.
We're selling
Biddy and Bo's selling
Biddy and Bo's. I mean, we're pushing social media, so you can go follow her on there as well.
You need to get her on social, you know, some Instagram live or something. I mean, interviewing Mayor Anders.
Oh, yeah.
Thompson. I mean, come on, D'Ella. You got a future in this.
Absolutely.
Alternative baseball is, Evan, I know, I'll ask you this really quickly before we let y'all go. I mean, biggest goal here would just be to grow it and see if we can get in better, in bigger and better places well.
That's right. Yeah. It's just as many players we can take is what we want. You know, as many people that want to join and be a part of it is great. We, like I said, we play in Columbus, we play in Marietta, we play in Birmingham, we play in some different areas, but this is our first home game this Saturday. So hopefully bring some eyes to the program and get, you know, whoever wants to be a part of the program
involved. I think it's next Saturday. This Saturday is the other one.
What's that?
It is next Saturday. Yes, the 19th. You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's why you're here.
Hey,
just making sure it's correct. Fact checker we got right here in the building.
Don't come next Saturday at the Duck. It won't be at the Duck. It'll be in, I think it's in Georgia.
Next Saturday is in George and Carrollton.
Yeah, this Saturday in Carrollton, and then next Saturday at the Duck Park or Field One, rather.
Field That's One correct. At 12 o'clock.
Come cheer on the Auburn Pilots.
Yes. I love it. And you can find out more. AlternativeBaseball.org is where you can find out info. Of course, you can reach out to Evan as well. I'll let you plug the business, man. They can call you at the office if they need to, right?
Yeah. Crawford Willis Group is our business. Can reach out to us and social media wise or via phone. So
I love it.
Yeah. We also have an Auburn Pilots Instagram.
That's correct.
Which is hosted by, what's his
name? Patrick's father.
Randall Woe. He's the one who does it. And then you can see all players in action, too.
Yeah, he updates some cool videos and pictures from our practices and stuff.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love the logo. Love everything about it. Mm-hmm. DL, you did awesome.
Crushed it.
Much better than these other two. I can promise.
She's going to take over Turling Tuesday.
No doubt. I mean, I got a feeling we'll be having Diella back in here. So, got to take a quick break. Anthony, you going to hang for a little bit?
Yep.
All right. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. AlternativeBaseball.org is where you can find out all the info you need.
This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're listening to the Abby Award-winning Auburn Opelika this morning with Ben Taylor on News Talk WANI.
The only station to ever be named Alabama Station of the Year twice.
News Talk, WANI. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Got to figure out which mic's here now. Had all the rest of them up. Hey, whenever we got in the full room, all the buttons start running together. As Anthony Turling joins us, we talk Tourism Tuesday that we usually do. And what an awesome program,
Unreal.
By the way.
Unreal.
And,
Alternative Baseball Organization.
And Diella, are you kidding me?
Superstar.
By far, the spokesperson for the league. They need to tap into that nationally, not just locally.
Yeah, they need to put a camera on her, give her a radio program, a podcast, make sure they show those awesome shoes, because I'm telling you, those Nikes that match the yellow of the Auburn Pilots color, whew.
Yes.
Man, I don't know how we segue out of that.
No, it's tough. But I will say, we were talking last time you were in, we were going to, because some of the numbers weren't in yet, so I was curious about Oklahoma, just because it's their first time. Mm-hmm. I told you when I was out Friday night, because it was my buddy's birthday, we went downtown where we were. A ton of Oklahoma fans came in that Friday night to hang out, spend money locally. Mm-hmm. It was great. And we welcomed them. I mean, they were having a good time.
They were a nice fan base.
They were. Well, at least the ones, I was limited to ones. I just hung out with probably 10 or 12 of them that were there.
We also heard great. From some of our coworkers, actually Chloe, and a few others that were just out and about and all that, saying their fan base was like, y'all are the nicest people we've ever encountered. And I'm like, just wait till we lose. I'm just kidding. But we really are. We've got a great fan base. But the numbers are good. I fully expected this. And here's a little caveat. Remember what was happening right as that week, Helene. So you're going to see some numbers for that. Mm. So this is the Oklahoma game. So that's the, 27th, 28th, 29th, I believe, September. So when I talk about Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's typically, I know the game wasn't 3 days, but we talk Thursday, Friday, Saturday from an hotel lodging impact. So Thursday, this is where Helene comes in, because you know, there's laws in place, there's protections in place. Like even now with the current unfortunate hurricane that's coming, we're going to start seeing an influx of evacuees coming up. And we've already started hearing about it.
Yep.
And we were hearing about it then when the Oklahoma game, when Helene was coming through. And of course, the challenge was you've got reservations that have been booked. Think about Oklahoma. Yep. They've been booked for probably 8 months, 9 months,
no doubt.
And they've got locked in Friday, Saturday, where they have to stay Friday, Saturday. So Thursday, you could see the impact from Helene, which is a 74.5% occupancy. So that's actually a 75% occupancy right there. Typically on a Thursday, even with an Oklahoma game, which is first time ever, far away from a fan base standpoint, you will maybe see some people travel in on a Thursday, make it a big weekend.
Yeah.
But this is really the impact of Helene, and the reason I am knowing that is because the average daily rate was $139. That's where the laws protect, and they should. Hotels are never gouging when it comes to this. They're never gouging in general. It's supply and demand, but there are certain parameters that keep rates low, so that just based on supply and demand, they can't raise the rate when it's an evacuation standpoint due to natural weather. So that is a 27% increase year to date. Mm-hmm. So that tells you right there that that Thursday occupancy was 27% above. And this was a football weekend the year before. And that average daily rate being 139 really, really tells you that. Mm-hmm. As we've talked about, it's not something that you want to be proud of when evacuees come because of what they're you know, leaving. Mm-hmm. But it is one of the bigger impactors of a community. If you're on social media right now, you're seeing Alabama State Parks push out that they've got lodging accommodations, because think about this. Helene has done a number on the region, obviously, and of course, North mm-hmm. Carolina, but there's people staying in hotels all over the Southeast.
No doubt.
And so I was actually on Twitter retweeting a meteorologist with a ton of followers mapping out good places to go stay from a lodging standpoint based on not being overoccupied. Mm-hmm. Auburn Opelika was not on that list. Of course, I made him, I didn't make him add the list, but I tweeted at him and said, Auburn Opelika has many hotels and is a great place, you know, mm-hmm. to get, and I sent him our website because that's great information. So you're seeing that Dothan's doing it. All right. So for the Oklahoma game, Friday occupancy was 85.7%. That's 86%. That is, I believe, 99% sure the highest occupancy we've seen this year.
Yep.
Not surprising. Even with a 230 game. Saturday, 85%. So great, great occupancy. From year to date, based on, and I cannot remember who we played last year this time, but it was a 12% increase year to date on occupancy, and then that Saturday was a 5.5% increase. Revenue or ADR wise, daily rate on Friday it was $410, it was $408, if I can speak. The revenue generated from those Friday and Saturday games was basically matched Friday and Saturday at $1.2 million. Remember, that's the hotel revenue.
Yes.
So. Pretty good impact. I think we've talked about Ignatium, the conference expansion, being a good thing for tourism, and this proved it.
It's funny because I was wondering what game it was.
Yes, please tell.
During that time, because as soon as you said that, I was like, I think it was the Georgia weekend, which it would have beat Georgia last year if that's the case.
That's wild.
And so what was the date again? September?
Would have been the 28th, I believe, September 28th.
Which would have, yes, it was the Georgia-Auburn weekend. And the reason I know that's because ROTC was the same weekend. Because we had to go, we were doing JROTC down at Stanhope Elmore, which they do it the same weekend every year.
Numbers don't lie. Does that tell you something about Georgia? And I don't mean this in any negative way because I'm an Auburn fan. And it pains me to say it, but the history of the last, 10, 12 years in Auburn mm-hmm. not being very competitive, except for, hey, we were competitive Saturday. But I think that's where that comes in.
Yeah.
Because normally Georgia, when I speak to classes or speak to any presentation, I always say, what are the biggest weekends that we have from a football standpoint? Typically, everybody says Iron Bowl. That's not true. It's usually UGA or homecoming.
Yeah.
Because UGA is still one of the benchmarks of 2019. So that's telling.
Yeah. So, it was as soon as you said that, when you were like, same weekend, I was like, wait a second. We did JROTC last weekend, same year, and it was Georgia last year. So
and I would assume it was a 230 game.
It was 230 game.
God, I mean, that's a 12 on Friday alone. That's 12% difference in the positive for Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It's you're further away. You've never been here. That's the story of
it. Yes, the distance.
If, when we get to play in Norman or Austin, you better believe there's going to be a bunch of Auburn fans. And
we'll see it a couple of years from now when Texas, because you got to play the same schedule 2 years in a row. But depending on how that draw is, depending on if we go there first or they come here. The thing that worries me about Texas, they don't travel as well as Oklahoma, in my opinion. And the reason I told you when my sister went to school there, they are. I told you when
my aunt went there, I get the joke.
Well, and that's the thing. My sister went there and they don't tailgate like we do. But it's in a city.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a little different.
Do you think they're spread out more, like alumni bases?
Yeah.
That's always something to think about. It's like me with, Pittsburgh. The broadcast, the Steeler fans travel well. No, they do, but they're just everywhere.
Spread out. Yeah,
they live everywhere.
Yes. And I've said that. And I think, you see that with Notre Dame, Ohio State.
Those are big alumni bases.
Nobody wants to – listen, I think Nebraska is a great program. Nobody wants to live there. they move out. So when they go, Nebraska travels well. No, they just move there, and you just happen to be going to there.
Yeah, depending on student body numbers.
You know what? The one that's become famous through the years on College Game Day, the Washington State flag.
Hey, you're talking about a brand.
And it gets passed through their alumni base.
Yeah.
It gets mailed FedEx that week to whatever the alumni group is that's there. So, it's clearly – that's where we're spoiled as Auburn, because there are a lot of people that go to Auburn that come back and live in Auburn, mm-hmm. Opelika, and Lee County in general. So, whereas if you go to Texas, buying a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house for $1.7 million is not somebody's cup of tea in Austin, Texas.
It's just amazing. The last thing I'll say about this kind of discussion is our fan base, I'm proud, because at the end of the day, it's frustrating sometimes just, you know, for the reasons of being a sports fan of any team. Mm-hmm. But we travel well and we support well. It doesn't matter what sport it is. We support, we go. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if, you know, we don't know much about that sport or not, and we can say something else about that other school, but you know, at the end of the day, I mean, we support through and through, and mm-hmm. you know, and obviously our program is doing really well mm-hmm. overall, and I think football is going to get there.
It is.
Real quick plug, yeah. Volunteer AO.
Yep.
A specific event, Standard Deluxe Dirt Road Century. It's its annual event. It's being run by James Bros Bikes here in town. It's October 19th. Also, they have a volunteer need. Mm-hmm. It's a big event. It also fundraises for dogs and cats from a shelter standpoint in the county, mm-hmm. because if you ride a lot of these dirt roads, a lot of these back roads, you see what unfortunate people do to animals out in that area, and that is raising money to help those pets get fostered or put into a safe place and not be out on the quote streets.
That's awesome.
So Standard Deluxe Dirt Road Century, October 19th, volunteer AO.
Be sure to go there, aotourism.com, is where you find out all the information. Run a little bit behind, but that's because the LA is such a superstar, as we were talking about alternative baseball here a little bit earlier with Evan Crawford and that group as well. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, Fox News, and then a quick break real quick. That's coming up next.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.